Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hi, welcome to episode 34. This week we are studying Psalms chapters 49 through 51, 61 through 66, 69 through 72, 77 and 88, and 85 and 86. We are basically studying the second third of the book of Psalms this week. And we're going to follow the same pattern that we did in the last episode, the last podcast, where we will look at various truths that are found in these chapters and then see how better understanding those truths can help increase our mental health. And just like we talked about last week, if you discover new truths in the things that we'll talk about today, that's wonderful. But it probably will take some time for that to be implemented in your life. Getting a new insight doesn't mean that you're going to have immediate behavioral change. So just be patient with yourself, be patient with that process. It's important to get new insights. And then that slow process of having them kind of grow naturally in our minds with effort is important, and it just takes a little bit of time. So here's a few ideas that I got from this week's reading. First is in Psalm 51, verses 5 through 10. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide my face from sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So as I've been preparing for Education Week, which is coming up this week, I've been reviewing principles of emotional resilience. And one of those principles is being able to accept change in our lives. And when I read through that scripture, it's talking about this change process this person is going through, the Lord, wanting the Lord to give him a new heart, a clean heart. Sometimes we have difficulty navigating change, especially unexpected change. Personally, I'm very bad at this. I like things to go a certain way, and it's difficult for me to deal with those unexpected changes. But the stronger that our emotional and spiritual foundations are, the better that we can tolerate change. And I want to emphasize that change is good. We want change. We're here to change. We're here to become different than we were when we left our Father in Heaven's presence. I think sometimes we think, oh, it'd be great if I could just glide through life with no significant changes, but that's not why we're here. We're here to become different and get that new heart like it talks about in that chapter. When we fear change too much, that can increase feelings of anxiety. So try not to fear change. You don't have to like it, but don't be afraid of it. And the more you can come to like it, then the less anxiety you'll have about it, and I think the better growth experience you'll have. That's the first point. Point number two I found in Psalm 61, verses 1 through 4. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. So this principle teaches how we need to rely on the Lord's help during trials. We need his protection. We need his sustaining influence. One of the challenges with mental health conditions is that a lot of people do not seek treatment. I was just looking at the data today, and data suggests that people that have been diagnosed with any sort of mental illness, less than half of them actually get treatment for this. And having worked in this industry for the past 30 years, when it says get treatment, that could mean bad treatment. It could mean insufficient treatment, even ineffective treatment. So I would say that 46% of people that are getting treatment, less than that is probably of people getting effective treatment. This psalm is trying to teach the principle that it's okay to ask for help. It's saying that when I'm overwhelmed, I look to you. I look to the rock that is higher than I. We need to realize that we cannot manage life on our own. We have to reach out for help. The Lord has intentionally given us weakness so that we will be humble, and that humility leads us to look outside of ourselves for help. And I think being humble means asking for help and doing what's required. And that help is not just going to come spiritually. It will come spiritually, but it's going to come in other ways as well. your Father in heaven will direct you towards places to go and professionals to see and medication to take and all those things that can help you, all these things that he's revealed for our good. So that's the truth there, is just we need help. Make sure that you are seeking appropriate help for mental health issues. And the last one for today is Psalm 77, verses 4 through 9 and 11 through 15. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I've considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy gone forever? Doth his promise fail evermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. This section reminds me a little bit of the Psalm of Nephi, which is in 2 Nephi chapter 4. And the first part of that psalm, in Psalm 77, just, this person is describing difficulties, the difficulties that he or she is going through. And then in the end of it, she or he remembers what the Lord has done and all the amazing things that have happened. I think the principle here is that when we are down, when we are frustrated, when we are scared, we need to try to look for the good. We need to try to look for the good things that have happened in our life. It can be very easy to get focused on the negative and focused on the fearful. And one of the problems with poor mental health is there tends to be an overfocus on the negative. And I know this can be hard to resist. I know some of you are saying, I can't help but have anxious thoughts. I can't help but have depressed and despairing thoughts. And I get that. It takes time to work out of those patterns. The problem is when we get into those thoughts, we really are just having a one-sided argument that we always lose. If you're always looking for the negative, you're never going to find anything good. And even during those dark days, there is always some light. And I totally agree that some days are going to be darker than others. I get it. And I've had those experiences. But no days are 100% dark and no days are 100% light. There's always a little of both, or some of both, I should say. And you can look for the light, and this can help mitigate those bad feelings. So what I'm saying is, try to be objective in your kind of those emotional explorations that you have. If you wake up and say, this is the worst day ever, there's nothing good about that day, I encourage you to challenge that thinking and say, there's got to be something good about this day. And I promise that you'll find something. Now, that doesn't necessarily, and it probably won't change the fact that overall that day isn't going to be great, but you did look for the good. And in as much as you get practiced in looking for the good and looking for the hopeful, then I think that helps in the long term. So before I do this weekly invitation, just a general reminder, you don't have to do all of these invitations. In fact, please don't. Find the ones that work for you, the ones that kind of speak to you. I hope that happens, that as you're listening to one of these podcasts, you go, hey, you know what? That resonated with me, and I think I'll do this challenge. And over the weeks, you might find some patterns emerging of things that that you'd like to work on continually. So here's this week's invitation. It's the same one that I told you last week. I want you to do the same thing I just did. I want you to consider a mental health or personal issue that you're struggling with. And then I want you to go through this week's reading and look at cross-references as needed. And I want you to find a truth in this reading that can help you with that issue. And then you write down a plan of action about how you can use that truth to make forward progress. I do have free worksheets that you can download to help you remember and implement this week's and former week's invitations. To find out how to get these, please sign up for my email newsletter. You can find that link in the show notes. And also, if you like this podcast, subscribe to it. So that way you can easily access new episodes each week. And if you think it's helpful, please share it with your friends. There's so many people out there that need help. And that's literally my only goal for this podcast is to help people move forward and feel better. I also have a free anxiety management mini course that I developed. I'd love to get you a copy or a copy to your friends. You'll learn ways to decrease fear and increase peace, actionable things you can do. Go to the show notes and click the link for more information. Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Dr. David Morgan reminding you that change is possible, but change requires action, and to always keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drdavidtmorgan.com.